Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Ben Pollock, Henry Creamer, Gene Austin, Joe Loss, and the state of New Hampshire. Last week, June 22nd, marked the birth in 1903 in Chicago, Illinois, of bandleader and drummer Ben Pollock. He played in several bands in Chicago before joining the Friars Society Orchestra, which was named after the club the Friars Inn on Wabash Street at Van Buren. In 1923 and 24, Pollock played with Harry Baston at the Venice Ballroom in Los Angeles, and in late 1925 took over the band. In 1926, he took the band to Chicago, where they played at hotels in Chicago as well as Atlantic City and New York. That same year, the band landed a contract with Victor and recorded with that label until 1929. In 1927, the band relocated to California and then moved to New York, where it found a home at the Park Central Hotel. The group disbanded in 1934, but the following year the corps was reorganized by Gil Roden into a cooperative fronted by Bob Crosby, and in 1936 Pollock formed a new band. He was on the Joe Penner radio show in 38 and 39, and in 1942 organized a band for Chico Marx. He continued to lead bands into the 1950s, and in 1956 was in the biopic The Benny Goodman Story. During the 1960s, he owned restaurants in Hollywood and Palm Springs, where he played from time to time. Despondent over a medical prognosis, Ben Pollock committed suicide by hanging himself in Palm Springs on June 7, 1971. But here, from better earlier times, are several from Ben Pollock.
Thank you. party had to go and move the moon. Last night I was in heaven, and then came the dawn too soon.
There you have three from Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra with three different vocalists. We started off with Scrappy Lambert and the musical Question, Won't Ya? From July 25, 1929. Won't Ya? Was written by Andy Razaf and Paul Deniker, who also brought us Sposen and Perhaps. Next, we heard Dick Robertson, December 3, 1928, with Then Came the Dawn, written by Al Dubin and Harry Warren. And we finished up with Smith Ballou, credited on the label of that September 27, 1929 Victor 78 as Charles Roberts, and You've Made Me Happy Today. You've Made Me Happy Today was composed by Nicholas Kempner, with the lyrics by Graham John, and is from the Broadway show The Street Singer, which opened at the Schubert Theater on September 17, 1929, and ran until March 7th of the following year. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've made me happy today by listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Last week, June 21st, marked the birth in 1879 in Richmond, Virginia, of lyricist, author, publisher, and singer Henry Sterling Creamer. He played vaudeville in the U.S. and Europe with his chief collaborator, pianist Turner Layton, and worked for the Gotham Attucks Music Company in New York. He co-founded the Clef Club, which was part fraternal organization and part union. It was located on West 53rd Street, and the building served as both a club and a booking office. Creamer was its press representative and general manager, and the Clef Club's first elected president was James Reese Europe, who also served as conductor of its symphony orchestra. Henry Creamer wrote a number of hits, including After You've Gone, That's a Plenty, and Way Down Yonder in New Orleans. His Broadway stage scores include Three Showers, Keep Shufflin', and Strut Miss Lizzie. Henry Creamer died in New York on October 14, 1930. Here are three from the pen of Henry Creamer.
New Orleans,
New Orleans, New Orleans,
New Orleans,
way down yonder in New Orleans,
way down yonder in New Orleans, in the land of dreamy dreams, there's a Garden of Eden, that's what I mean, Creole babies with flashing eyes, softly whisper with tender sighs, stop, or won't you give your lady fair a little smile, and stop. You bet your life you'll linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens way down yonder in New
Honey, while I say, how could you tell me that
what you're doing. You know my love for you will drive me to ruin. After you've gone, after you've gone away, away. After you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying you.
Fun record. That was I Need Lovin', written by Henry Creamer and James P. Johnson in 1926. It was recorded by several groups when it was new, but this recording is from September 23rd, 1931. You might think just from listening that the vocal group was the Revelers, but it was in fact a quartet known as the Rondeliers, consisting of Royal Hall, that's spelled H-A-L-L-E, and I have a friend whose dog's name is spelled that way, but it's pronounced Hallie, so take your pick. Anyway, the other members of the Rondeliers were Earl Palmer, Artels Dickinson, and Kenneth Shawn, spelled S-C-H-O-N, which I suppose could be pronounced Sean, Scone, Scon, or Shone. The Rondeliers also sang with Paul Whiteman's orchestra, but accompanying them on that record were Charles Touchette and another unidentified pianist, who together were known as the Piano Pals. For the last Henry Creamer tribute, I played Sophie Tucker's rendition of After You've Gone, but before I Need Lovin', we heard it by Marion Harris on October 18, 1918. After You've Gone was written by Henry Creamer and J. Turner Layton. We began our tribute to Henry Creamer with another collaboration with John Turner Layton, Way Down Yonder in New Orleans. It was originally published in 1922 and first heard in the Broadway musical Spice of 1922, but we heard it performed on September 11, 1934 by Red McKenzie with the Spirits of Rhythm.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Last week, June 24th, marked the birth in 1900 in Gainesville, Texas, of Eugene Lucas. You may know him better as crooner and composer Gene Austin. He grew up in Louisiana and at age 15 literally ran off to join the circus, where he learned to play calliope. He served in World War I, after which he teamed up with Roy Berger in vaudeville, and in 1924 they composed the hit How Come You Do Me Like You Do. Gene Austin composed more than 100 songs, including When My Sugar Walks Down the Street, Lonesome Road, and Riding Around in the Rain, without ever learning to read or notate music. He began recording in 1923 and became a star in 1927 with My Blue Heaven, which was the all-time top seller until it was edged out 15 years later by Bing Crosby's White Christmas. In 1935, Austin appeared in Klondike Annie, and he wrote the song I'm an Occidental Woman in an Oriental Mood for Love for the film's star, Mae West. He appeared in several other movie musicals in the 30s, most notably The Gift of Gab. He was a vocalist on Joe Penner's radio show in the late 30s, and in the 40s ran his own club in California named Blue Heaven. Gene Austin died in Palm Springs on January 24, 1972. Here's Gene Austin.
China boy, go to sleep. Close your eyes, don't peep. Sandman soon will come. While I softly hum. On you, the moon man loves you too. So while that watch they keep, China boy, go to sleep. Thank you. close your eyes, don't peek. Sandman soon will come while I softly hum, while Buddha smiles on you, the moon man loves you too. So while their watch they keep, shine a boy.
Dear, it seems years since we parted. Years full of tears and regret. I've been alone, broken hearted, trying so hard to forget. Girl of my dreams, I love you. Honest, I do. If I could just hold your charms again in my arms, then life would be complete. Since you've been gone, dear, life don't seem the same. Please come back again. And after all said and done, there's only one girl of my dreams, it's
railroad there. haven't got no railroad fare. Ain't got nowhere to go, nowhere to go, go. Nobody waiting for me there. I'm gonna ride all night to keep from sleeping, sleep all day, keep from eating. Got railroad blues, railroad blues, but I haven't got no railroad there.
One of the dangers of programming this show the way I do, playing sets of records by the same artist together rather than mixing them up and spreading the various artists throughout the show, is that the records in a set by a particular artist can sound quite similar. But there you had three by Gene Austin with three very distinct sounds. We began with Gene accompanied by Otto Coco Heimel on guitar, Candy Candido on string bass, and Gene himself on piano on China Boy. China Boy was written by Dick Winfrey and Phil Buttelge and was recorded on November 18, 1937. I've got about 13 other versions of China Boy, but that one and one by Gene Curtis with Dick Robertson are the only two vocals, and the instrumentals are generally much jazzier. China Boy was followed by a record more in the crooning style of Austin's hit My Blue Heaven. That was Girl of My Dreams, like China Boy, recorded by lots of bands, but by Gene Austin on April 2, 1928. Nat Shilkret conducted the orchestra, and you heard Viola Kleiss on the pipe organ and the whistling performed by Bob McGimsey. We finished up with the Blue Ridge Duo, Gene Austin and George Renault, with those wonderful harmonica sound effects, and got the Railroad Blues. That's from an Edison test pressing made September 30, 1925. The piano on that record is played by Charles Bates, who co-wrote Hard-Hearted Hannah. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL, Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and as a podcast on iTunes.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, June 22nd, marked the birth in 1909 in London, England, of Joshua Alexander Loss, better known as bandleader Joe Loss. He studied violin at the London School of Music and Trinity College of Music, and while still in his teens, formed the Magnetic Dance Band. His first professional job was playing for silent films at the Coliseum and Rialto Cinemas. He played in Al Lever's band at the Wimbledon Palais de Danse and first led his own group at the Silver Slipper Club. He acted as relief band for such names as Percival Mackey, Teddy Joyce, and Roy Fox, and in July of 1934 took Oscar Rabin's place at the Astoria Ballroom, where he stayed for 5.5 years, during which time he also toured, broadcast for the BBC, and made recordings for Regal Xenophone. The band remained popular during and after World War II and played at Queen Elizabeth's 50th and the Queen Mother's 80th birthday celebrations. Joe Loss retired in 1989 and died in London on June 6, 1990. Here's Joe Loss. Thank you.
forever and ever I'm true. Living to love you shall be my endeavor. All I own is yours alone to share, dear. Please handle my heart with care, dear. Through, all through the hours, the minutes, the seconds, it's you. Answer the starlight, the moonlight that beckons. Give me all the love I give to you, and you will always find me true.
pushing our envelope of music of the 1920s and 30s with that 1940 recording of In the Mood by Joe Loss and his band, but my wife was an extra in the 1987 Patrick Dempsey movie In the Mood, so that's why I played that. It's actually quite a good movie, and if you watch it, you'll see my wife in the train scene throwing her shoe at Patrick Dempsey. She misses, by the way. Before In the Mood, it was When the Poppies Bloom Again with the vocal by Chick Henderson. That's from October 10, 1936. When the Poppies Bloom Again was written by Leo Towers, Morton Morrow, and Don Pelosi. We began our tribute to Joe Loss with Jimmy Messini in May of 1934 and True. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. Last week on June 21st, way back in 1788, the colony of New Hampshire became the ninth of the United States of America. It was first settled by Europeans in 1623 and was named in 1630 by Captain John Mason after his home in Hampshire, England. It's known as the Granite State, and the capital of New Hampshire is... That's right, Concord. They apparently like the color purple in New Hampshire because the state bird is the purple finch and the state flower the purple lilac. There are lots of vintage songs about states like the Carolinas, California, Mississippi, Georgia, and so on, but who'd have thought I could put together a set of rapidly rotating records about New Hampshire? Well, here you are, beginning with Willard Robison. Thank you.
that are broken-hearted in my old New Hampshire village far away. Now the sun shining lingers there, and the roses bloom as fair. In the wildwood where together we would roam. In the village churchyard near sleeps the one I love so dear. On the hills of my old New Hampshire home. Now the sunshine lingers there, and the roses bloom as fair. In the wildwood where together we would roam. In the village churchyard near sleeps the one I love so dear. On the hills of my old New Hampshire
began that New Hampshire set with Willard Robison, no relation to yours truly, and his orchestra, credited on the label that Pathé 78 as the Deep River Orchestra, with the vocal by the Deep River Quintet and New Hampshire Highway from August 5th, 1927. That contains some of the same sorts of unusual chords and progressions as his more symphonic orchestral work heard in his American Suite. Willard Robison's most famous composition is A Cottage for Sale, and he wrote about 100 other songs. Next, we heard one of the oldest recordings we've ever played on the show, a 5-inch diameter concert-sized Edison cylinder by Jerry Mahoney of My Old New Hampshire Home from around 1898. My Old New Hampshire Home was composed by Harry Von Tilzer with the words by Andrew B. Sterling. Jerry Mahoney, Jerry spelled J-E-R-E, sang with the Edison Mail Quartet and the Haydn Quartet in the late 1890s, but also recorded as a solo artist. He specialized in what at the time were known as sentimental songs and what today we might refer to as tearjerkers. Songs such as After the Battle is Over, A Bird in a Gilded Cage, and I'd Lay Down My Life for You. And we finished up with the Columbia house band The Columbians in New Hampshire, written by Gene Schwartz, who also brought us hits such as Rip Van Winkle Was a Lucky Man, Hamlet Was a Melancholy Dane, and Since Sister Nell Heard Paderewski Play. Gene Schwartz was born in Budapest, Hungary in 1878, and his first name is spelled J-E-A-N, so it's probably more correctly pronounced John, as with John Goldkett, but there it is anglicized as Gene. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.